Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Thursday after Ash Wednesday. And Peter, you've selected Wit.
For me, it's one of the best films on dying and death, and if people haven't seen it, I would certainly recommend it. It was made for television, and it's a very verbal film, let's say, and it fits in with today's gospel, in which Jesus is talking about taking up our crosses and following him, and in dying, receive life. So I think the film does fit in relationship to the gospel today. I should say it's about an academic, played by Emma Thompson, wonderfully, I think, and she is dying of cancer in hospital. And I'm not sure that she has much faith at all. She's a very rationalistic woman. But some of John Donne's poems, especially Death Be Not Proud, become very important for her as she is facing death. And John Donne had such a religious feel about his poetry that I think that religious sense starts to come through. She encounters the nurse in the hospital, the doctors, and also one of her former teachers, who comes in at the end and in a marvellous scene reads her a simple children's story. And I think that we are invited to share the experience of dying and death, not romanticising it, facing it in its harsh realities for anybody who's suffering from cancer, but also trying to show that there are possibilities that if we take up our cross and somehow or other, hard and almost impossible though it is, embrace it, we can actually receive grace and life.
Once there was a little bunny who wanted to run away. So he said to his mother, "I'm running away." "If you run away," said his mother, "I will run after you, for you are my little bunny." "If you run after me," said the little bunny, "I will become a fish in a trout stream, and I will swim away from you." "If you become a fish in a trout stream," said his mother, "I will become a fisherman, and I will fish for you." Ah, look at that. A little allegory of the soul. Wherever it hides, God will find it. See, Vivian?
And that was an incredible scene, I have to say, when the old college tutor, the mentor in a sense, came back and read her that story. The way she'd used her wit to keep people at arm's length, to keep the sort of, you know, superiority, academic superiority, certainly. And if I remember, she was quite curled up, very childlike at that point, you know, nearing the end, and just, it all sort of stripped away those veneers, didn't it, really?
It did, and the tutor actually lay on the bed gently reading the story to her as if she was reading it to a child. And in a sense, that was moving her, the academic Emma Thompson, towards her death and her ability to be childlike and simple once again. It makes us realise that I think religion and spirituality are something broader than church affiliation. And to me, Wit is a very spiritual film.